Seeing the benefits of reduced tillage both on a yield map from a cost-saving standpoint and erosion control. All three are absolutely proven, and we'll talk about that next on Money Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Andy Peterson, brought to you here by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
There are a lot of advantages to leaving the soil undisturbed following harvest.
Being able to keep that soil in place in the field, especially in a dry year, we've looked at a lot of these fertility maps and trying to make those decisions. And it's amazing when we get just a couple inches of rain, how much that changes the thoughts and attitudes of our farmers, and as it should. But being able to, you know, really realize the importance of keeping that soil in the field and putting out an expensive product such as dry fertilizer.
Of course, good fertility is necessary in producing final yield, but also knowing that if the soil is staying put, then the fertilizer is staying put, and that investment can provide a return. Evan Bream, conservation agronomist with the Iowa Soybean Association, says there are many options.
With the increased number of acres of strip till in my area, that's been a big thing going to corn, and growers looking at not tilling prior to soybeans, I think, is proving benefits. And, you know, as we are able to precisely place our fertilizers, and that's where I really like strip till. And a lot of growers I've talked to are, you know, really interested in that, putting our dry fertilizer anhydrous where it needs to be in that strip, and then being able to plant on top of that.
Precision placement, certainly, and technology is another factor. But again, that starts with making sure our most precious resource, our soil, remains intact and in the field, and allowing Mother Nature to help us where she is trying. This has been Money Matters. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning, and happy end of harvest time. I'm Andy Peterson, and this is the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.